tracking students with parents who aren't legal residents, the Thunder go down in the NBA Cup Finals, and an update on a new Oklahoma County jail. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, December 18th. I'm Logan Layden. A new State Department of Education proposal would track the number of K-12 students whose parents don't have legal immigration status. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has more on the new rule.
Under the proposed administrative rule, Oklahoma schools must ask students' parents or legal guardians to provide proof of citizenship upon enrollment. If they can't do that, they'll be counted. The state would then receive the aggregate number of students with a parent in the country illegally, though individual identities would not be revealed. State Superintendent Ryan Walters had said he would make a move like this in July, with the stated purpose of knowing the, quote, cost and burden of students attending public schools in Oklahoma without legal immigration status. The rules are now open for public comment. They will be heard in January before the State Board of Education can approve them for review by the legislature. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The championship game for the NBA's in-season tournament, the NBA Cup, took place last night, but things did not go well for the Oklahoma City Thunder. OKC shot just 33% from the field and only made 5 of 32 attempted three-pointers, as they fell to the Milwaukee Bucks by a score of 97-81. That score is the lowest offensive output by OKC this season and one of the lowest point totals by any NBA team this season. The Thunder, who still hold the best record in the NBA's Western Conference, will have to shake off the loss quickly. They travel to Orlando to face the Magic tomorrow. And despite a letter from the Attorney General of the state suggesting it settle with the county, KGOU's Hannah France reports the Oklahoma City Council chose to continue the legal battle over the site of the new Oklahoma County Jail.
The City Council previously rejected the Board of County Commissioners' request for a special use permit to build a new jail at 1901 East Grand Boulevard in May of this year. The county sued the city in June and asked District Attorney Vicky Behenna to seek a settlement asserting the county's superior sovereignty when it comes to matters of the county jail. Last week, Attorney General Gentner Drummond sent a letter advising the county is likely to win the lawsuit and suggesting the two government entities come to an agreement. Since this did not happen at the City Council's meeting on Tuesday, the Board of County Commissioners will likely miss the deadline to spend $40 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds it previously allocated for a mental health facility to be built next to the new jail. Instead, commissioners said the money will be distributed among other organizations that have already been approved to receive funding. I'm Hannah France.
And for additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.